Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had several people send me this story and say, I don't know if you can talk about this, Steve. It seems awfully political, but it's not actually. But do you remember Michael Avenatti? Michael Avenatti was all over the news a while back. All over the news. An attorney who represented Stormy Daniels. And, you know, that story was political in nature. But what happened to Mr. Avenatti most recently is not really political in that sense. I got no problem talking about it. The story is from the United States Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York. Yeah, that's the court system, my friends. Tequila, Neil, and Fred all sent this. Yes, Tequila. And the headline is, Michael Avenatti sentenced to over 2 years in prison for attempting to extort Nike and for defrauding his client. He was an attorney, Mr. Avenatti was, and he's going to prison. And he will no longer be practicing law, according to the story. So you'll recall, like I said, at one point in time, he was all over the news. I mean, this guy was a fixture on like every cable news channel for a few weeks, and then it suddenly ground to a halt. So these are the kind of stories that really make, especially attorneys, stop and look at. Audrey Strauss, United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, announced that Mr. Avenatti was sentenced today in Manhattan federal court by a U.S. district judge to 30 months in prison for attempting to extort Nike and for defrauding a client. He was previously found guilty in February of 2020 following a three-week jury trial. 3 weeks. Manhattan U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said Mr. Avenatti used illegal and extortionate threats and betrayed one of his clients for the purpose of seeking to obtain millions of dollars for himself. Not only did Avenatti attempt to weaponize his law license and celebrity to seek to extort payments from himself, he also defrauded his own client. Avenatti will now serve substantial time in prison for his conduct. Now, it's a complicated story on some levels, but it's actually rather simple on others. The scheme unfolded in less than a week, according to the complaint. Avenatti used threats of economic and reputational harm to try to extort Nike while defrauding his client by promising to settle potential claims by the client against Nike if Nike agreed to make extortionate payments to Avenatti. This is kind of convoluted, but Avenatti had a client, and the client said, I've got some dirt on Nike. What can we do with it? And the allegation is that Avenatti called up Nike and said, guys, I've got this witness. He's a client of mine. He's got some dirt on you guys. We urge you to pay us some money. And there's a couple different ways we can make this happen to where it won't be untoward, he thought. And he suggested, for instance, that they maybe hire him as a consultant or hire, you know, but it was basically pay us $15 million, $25 million, $22.5 million, some large sum of money. And my client and I will not reveal this information we've got. And then said something to the effect of, but if you don't play ball with us, we're going to hold a press conference on the eve of your earnings report and it's going to tank your stock. Something to that effect, okay? So Avenatti stated he would refrain from holding the press conference only if Nike made a payment of $1.5 million to the client who is in possession of the information and then further agreed to retain Avenatti and another individual to conduct a supposed internal investigation for which they'd be paid. So he said, look, I've got this whole way. It's not blackmail. It's not extortion. I just got this whole convoluted system by which we'll keep quiet and we'll actually help you guys, but you just pay us $15, $20 million or so. So Avenatti, according to the indictment, never told his client that he planned to do this or that he would hold a press conference, any of that stuff. And so that's where it all went afoul. I read articles about this elsewhere, and I know at one point in time the people from Nike said they were so shocked by this, they're like, what's going on? So they said that Avenatti planned to and did seek money for himself, separate from and to the financial detriment of his client. So one of the things that a lot of people will grouse about is that some attorneys appear to be working for themselves. You're representing your client. You get results for your client, and your client pays you. They might pay you from what you got for them, but it's not, I get a ton of money from me, and I might kick some to my client. That's not how it works. So in addition to the prison sentence, Avenatti, who's 50, was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release, and the court deferred a determination as to restitution for a later date. And now, I had several people ask me follow-up questions about this, so I went and found some more information. This would be from NBC News. But again, the trial was 3 weeks long. It ended on Valentine's Day in 2020. And he was convicted of extortion, transmission of interstate communications with intent to extort, and wire fraud in connection to threats he made against Nike. He did tell the court, and this is a quote, so this is how we know the answer to the question. Quote, "I will never have the privilege of practicing law again. I am deeply humbled before you today. I have destroyed my career, my relationships, and my life." Unquote. So, "I will never have the privilege of practicing law again." So apparently, he acknowledges that his law license ain't coming back. His legal problems are not finished yet, as he is set to go on trial next year in federal court, accused of having defrauded Stormy Daniels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars she was owed for a book deal. And he also faces other federal fraud charges in Los Angeles. Prosecutors allege that between 2015 and 2019, Avenatti stole almost $10 million in settlement funds from at least five clients, including one who is a paraplegic, but he has pleaded not guilty to all charges. So he's got other legal issues, at least a trial, potentially, with Stormy Daniels, and then the allegations regarding funds from five other clients, and those are all very serious allegations. But as of right now, he's going to spend at least 2 years in prison over the Nike situation. So it's a strange case, and this is one of those things. We've all seen the stories about somebody who pops up on the scene in the middle of an election cycle or in the middle of a news cycle of some sort, and suddenly this person just comes out of nowhere and they're all over everything. And then oftentimes that career arc goes, you know, they're a successful attorney, and then they might move into like commentary on the news, or they might get to host their own show or something, or a movie might get made about them, you know? You never know. And I remember watching at the beginning of this story with Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, when that first got in the news, that guy was everywhere. He loved cameras. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, we're going to be seeing this guy for the next 10, 15 years on cable. He's going to get his own show, a talk show, write books, who knows? But there's no way that this guy is going to just disappear as quickly as he appeared. Well, he ain't disappearing in that sense, but this right here is a screeching halt. I mean, this is something right out of, you know, Looney Tunes. Just, I mean, so to go from where he was a focal point of the evening news, it seems, on a nightly basis, to Michael Avenatti sentenced to over 2 years in prison for attempting to extort Nike and for defrauding his client, and faces other allegations, that's a real about face. It's a crazy story. And as an attorney, I get chills when I see stuff like this, you know. But the man's 50 years old, he's going to prison, and he says he'll never practice law again. Probably correct. So there you go. Crazy story. Tequila, Neil, and Fred, thanks for sending it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I can only explain it to you. I can't understand it for you.